RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
It's the final hour on a Friday here in the G-Bag Nation. Two guys, one booth. The penultimate edition for the 2025 Cowboys season. Penultimate. I learned that during the college football playoff rankings.
Is that the second?
It's the second to last.
Second to last.
Yeah, I learned that a few weeks ago. Decided to bust it out right now.
Feeling pretty good about it. What's it called?
Penultimate.
Penultimate.
It's the second to last.
All right.
Feels pretty good, doesn't it? Just feels good to say. It sounds smart.
You do sound smart.
Speaking of intelligence, we have Fred Davis, a Fan After Dark, putting in that work, man. Broadus was giving you credit. I guess you just been on the air, like in front of a microphone, for the better part of the last 4 days straight or whatever.
Try the last 400 days.
Yeah.
It's a blessing. I mean, look, I went a couple years without being on radio, so you will never hear me complain about, I mean, maybe a little bit. I don't want
to
be.
It's good for the soul to complain from time to time.
You need to complain a little bit from time to time, because I can complain to you guys, and then you guys slap me around a little bit, and then I get grateful again. So I want to make that clear.
Well, it's great to have you in the building. I saw
I appreciate the invite.
Broadus just, did he just give you a little sneak of the
He told me about
the Mama's Stuffed Bread.
What? Yeah, okay. Now, what is the name of this that I'm about to indulge in?
She just says stuffed bread.
It's like, okay. It's the best thing you'll ever have. Seriously.
Now, I want to make something clear to you two, though. All right. So, and look, just, and you guys can appreciate this. So, you guys, me and Blake, you know, we fight like brothers sometimes.
Yeah.
All right? I heard you guys had quite the altercation.
Just a little raising of the voice is all it was. And of course, the best part about it was then Blake went on to say the exact same thing on Wednesday.
I'm not gonna be here tomorrow.
Anyway, I love the kid. So yesterday, after doing my thing over at Bearded Monkey, he sends me a text. He's like, "Hey, come on by. He's at Mama Kim's. Come on by and get a plate."
Oh, geez. You gotta stop by there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So swing on by Mama Kim's, and I'm going to tell you right now, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, Christmas spread to the ages.
Yeah, there's no question. Yeah.
Unreal. So back-to-back home. I mean, look, you guys know. I don't. I mean, my cooking exploits are slim and none, and Slim's leaving town.
You're a frozen dinner kind of guy.
I will make tacos 3 times out of the week. Because it's basically you're just grounding beef, throwing some seasoning in it.
Yeah.
Then you throw it in, you know, and I'm the hard shell guy. All right. So.
At the crunch.
All about the crunch. But then here's the thing. You got to throw them in the oven. Let them bake for about 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay.
With the meat in it. All right.
Come on now.
Melt the cheese.
Melt the cheese.
Yeah.
A little taco sauce on it afterwards. What? You knock out, I mean, I knock out 7 or 8 of those every 3 or 4 days.
Do you really?
So I really do.
Well, hey, you know me, I'm on the ground beef train. I mean, it's the cheapest, easiest thing I can do. Like, why would I pivot? I am getting to the point now where I got to doll it up a little bit more, though. I'm like, I got to get some bell peppers in here. Yeah. I got to start doing something.
I need to be more creative in 2026.
That's your diet.
Is that definitely one of my New Year's resolutions. And I may just get one of those little grills and just say the hell with it. You know, like one of them little propane grills.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, unless my apartment complex has a problem with it, I mean, let's be real.
Do you have ability to do you have a back porch?
No. I've got a little balcony. And
that's what I'm saying. You have a little balcony where you could put a. But do they let you have?
No, they don't.
It's a fire hazard.
I mean, it is. For all the apartment people out there, I mean, I don't want to, you know, encourage burning down apartments.
Yeah, but I encourage you to cook better.
But I'm with you. But look, when I lived in a house in Houston, I had a grill. I mean, I'm a grill guy.
Yeah.
I'll grill every day. So again, I've kind of told on myself a little bit here because I'm not much of a cook and I have zero patience. Yeah. Tacos, you can do
10, 15 minutes, you're eating.
You know, get you some pork chops, throw those in the, throw those in the toaster oven.
Yeah.
12 minutes, both sides, done. Sweet baby Ray's, boiling a bag of rice. I mean, I eat like a prison inmate, okay? I mean, I'm just going to tell you, okay? I eat like a refugee. I really, really do.
I'll tell you what my new thing is. You guys like ramen?
No.
Absolutely.
I mean, I like it.
Yes.
It tastes damn good.
I'm telling you what, man, I watched more videos now on how to take the ramen in the cup. And people are teaching me ways to doll it up to make it even better.
Really?
Yeah, but you use the packet, but there's other things that you could put in with the cup.
Word.
To make it. And I've watched more videos on that because I'm thinking like, man, why does everybody love this ramen? And then now.
It's easy.
I'm telling you.
You got to get the ones from H Mart. The ones you can't even pronounce.
That's what I'm saying.
Or a whole other language.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Bang, that's bro. What I'm saying. There are people taking it out of these and putting them in bowls. But they're dolling them up in a way to make it like when you go eat ramen, it's
putting meats and veggies.
It's a $30 bowl, but you're taking
hot dogs.
But it's fascinating to watch people take like normal, like, okay, there's this guy that like his dad's a Michelin chef, and he'll take like Fred would walk in with a bag of Burger King, and he goes, "Hey, Dad, make something for me." He'll take everything apart and he'll make this like gourmet meal with like a Whopper with cheese, you know, kind of a thing, using the bread and
that sounds like some jailhouse
activities.
He's taking it, but he's adding stuff to it to make it even like a Michelin star restaurant.
Look, I just got two Whopper Juniors for $5.
All right.
So, I mean, look, we have no McDonald's nearby, but I did scope out a Burger King that is, you know, half
Eric's
a mile
against
away.
You right now because Eric does not like the Whopper.
Oh, no.
Not really a Burger King guy.
I'm not either, but there is something about being flame broiled.
Yeah,
I agree with you on that.
There's an In-N-Out down the street.
See, I think In-N-Out's one of the most overrated burgers out there. Well, I mean, what are we paying for? The sauce?
I go mustard instead of the spread.
And the fries. I mean, what are they? Just little teeny tiny crinkle cut looking whatever
they
are?
Shrink fries.
You know, I mean, what are we doing? Yeah, I mean, because we made them smaller and skinnier, that's supposed to, you guys have really found something. You've got a loophole with these fries I've never seen before.
Just dunking on my In-N-Out. Well, let's go ahead and crank open the penultimate.
Yeah.
Two guys, one booth. Sounds good, boys. We start Christmas Day with Brad Sham shaming the speed of Babe Laufenberg.
See, when you said you were going to go down to the sideline to Christy and I said you didn't have time, I was kind of taking you literally because I was trying to joke that you might be getting up and going physically down there.
No.
Cowboys are wearing...
You don't think I could get down there and back? I mean,
you could get down there and back, but it would be next year by the time you were back up here.
Hey, I ran a 4.9 once upon a time, okay? 40.
4.9 what? That was several back surgeries ago.
Yeah, it was a little better than 4.9, just so you know.
I do know.
Babe Laufenberg, a little dual threat.
babe, no.
He was laboring.
He was laboring.
Tagged to the pocket.
Yeah, he was a laborer.
It's all right.
Yeah.
He could spin it.
He played it, though.
He played it.
He played it. He won some games in the league.
Okay, so you're obviously going to get plenty of Brad Sham shaming the Cowboys defense. Here's the first installment.
But we were talking before the game. I mean, everything on the stat sheet says Washington's got to run the ball until you put the film on of the Cowboys' pass defense, and then you got to say, no, no, we're throwing it at them.
Dan Quinn went into Cliff Kingsbury's office early in the week and said, listen, new quarterback, I want you to run it, run it, run it. And then he looked at the tape. He went back into the office later in the day and said, listen, you know what? Screw that. Throw it. Throw it.
Not wrong.
No, I mean, and they ran the ball pretty good on him yesterday.
Yeah, they did. They hit
Kroski Merritt.
Yeah, they did.
Had some young legs, tearing him up.
Really nice player, though.
Hey,
he was one of those guys when he was right around the time when Blue and those guys were all being taken. So, good for him. I know working with Vach Lombardi on the draft show and stuff like that, Vach loved Kroski Merritt.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He is a good player. Yeah.
All right, now we have the first sack. This is Jadeveon Clowney. But you're going to get a reference here that I don't even know. You'll have to explain it to me.
All right.
From Brad Sham.
Johnson's in the shotgun, back and looking left, standing and looking, no rush. Now a rush, and Clowney's got him at the 11. Jadeveon Clowney finally worked his way through, and I think that's the Cowboys' first sack since the solstice.
I'm not familiar with the solstice. Now, I could have Googled it, but I figured,
you know what it is.
Why not?
It's
just
it's the calendar thing, right?
Yeah, it's just December 21st.
Yeah.
The winter solstice.
The solstice,
shortest day of the year.
Shortest day of the year, yeah.
Okay.
And I know that because that's my son's birthday.
Yeah.
And Cooper Flags.
So was that a good reference?
Yeah, it's
well,
good
it just means that we haven't had a sack in, what, 5-6 days?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Disgusting. Which is probably longer than that. I mean, honestly, the solstice might actually be giving the defense too much credit.
Too much credit, yeah.
Really?
Now, if he just said the, you know, spring or summer solstice, maybe that would have made more sense.
How many solstices do we have?
Well, you got what, the spring, the summer?
Yeah, four, right?
Yeah, four.
Every
yeah,
season's
like
got a solstice.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. Solstice
okay.
Listen, we're radio dudes, bro.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Hi, guys. It's educational for me, I'll tell you that. All right, I don't think Babe would have enjoyed all the festivities at the Lucius Alexander Christmas party yesterday.
Like, I've never had eggnog in my life.
No,
it just looks disgusting.
You?
No. Okay, yeah. But why is eggnog the holiday drink?
Well, you'll have to ask someone else.
I mean, could we make it like a nice bottle of Camus or something like that? That I enjoy?
Dunk it on the eggnog. Babe Laufenberg.
Shouldn't dunk on the eggnog.
No. No.
That's damn good, bro.
Now I know you. I heard you yesterday, or not yesterday, the day before. I know you like a little something, something in
like a little something, something
your
in
eggnog.
It, yeah.
I mean, look. I obviously, you guys know I don't drink anymore. I just actually have drank 2 pints of light eggnog from Target. So
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get it any other time of the year.
Yeah.
So I mean, if we're gonna drink it, let's drink it. And oat nog and almond nog.
Not going there.
Okay. You know.
We're oat nogging.
Oat nog. What are we doing?
Yeah. Eggnog. Go for it.
Eggnog.
Eggnog.
Love it.
Go for
so
it.
You
know
an eggnog guy?
I don't have that much experience with it. I'm not even.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is.
That's a shame.
It is.
Say what, if I stumble across some this weekend at a grocery store, because it's going on the clearance rack because you know it's that time of year, so you know people sold it out.
Does the light not have any?
I'll tell you what, I was dubious of the light at first because you never know what you're going to get with a light. Tell you what. Texture was just right.
Got to go straight up.
Texture was just right.
Straight up.
I'm telling you. It was great. Like I said.
But Lucius is right. You got to put something
in. I mean, look, I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, for those of us
that thing up.
Can't imbibe
otherwise. No, you're right.
But, yeah, like I said, I've already drank 2 quarts of it. So,
if you would drink eggnog, could you, and you taste it, you would know? I mean, if somebody
what,
put.
What, booze?
Yeah, booze in it.
Dude, I can sniff booze from a mile away.
if somebody didn't totally overwhelm it.
Look, man.
Because, see, I fool Dawson sometimes. He hates onions. But, like, I'll make Friday lunches for us. I've done it in a while. I needed to get back on that. But I will put onions in something and just won't tell Dawson I did it. And he'll eat it like it.
Does he not like onions?
He does not like onions. There's a lot of things. I mean, seriously,
he's a
cheeseburger AB.
I guess the only thing I could say, though, is, you know, I mean, unless onions made him, you know, want to do an 8-ball and then God knows what else afterwards.
Yeah.
Maybe. Right. Unfortunately, that's where I
that's
got.
That's what the booze does.
That's where. By the time we were getting ready to wrap up our drinking career, that's where we were at.
You can break up an onion to a few eight balls. In fact, if you know what you're talking about out here.
Pro tip. All right, Brad is once again talking about the defense.
The defense has got to come out here and play.
Well, they're going to come out and play.
No. They're going to stand
around. You want them to
play
well.
Yeah.
You want them to play well, you're saying.
Yeah. Washington's going to be at its 26.
You don't want any Army games going on.
I want no Army games.
The Army games?
Where they just are standing still?
No, it was – Brad has a thing when he was in the military. It was his commander would always say something about sham, you know, there's no F around today.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that was Army games for sham. Sham, no F around today. You know. Yes, Sergeant.
I just love when he gets a little bit of cranky about this stuff. Uh oh. We got our first bite. Fred's dipping into the stuff, bread.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm telling you, it'll change your life. Oh my
God. We got a little math situation brewing in the booth.
At their own 7-yard line, and they must move down the field, Babe, and I would say they must get some points.
Well, like you said, they went 97 earlier today, so what's 93? I'll tell you what it is. It's 4 yards.
Four different.
4 yards, all the difference right there. And they got the big play backed up.
I was watching Minnesota do something on TV, so I got distracted.
You watching a bowl game?
I was. I'm watching
the eggnog bowl.
I'm watching an eggnog bowl. Minnesota did something that caught my eye. My apologies.
It's all good, man. Now we're talking a little tush-push here.
Prescott's going to keep it and go over the right side, and no one pushed his tush. Although Schoonmaker looked like he was getting close, but anyway.
You got the first down.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Trying to make sure it's nobody feels.
Can you just go with the Seinfeld reference right there?
Is that what that was?
That's exactly what that was. Not there's anything wrong with that?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's absolutely
okay.
What that was.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sham.
Yeah, Sham. Sham is, he's rocking and rolling, man. He absolutely is. He can see the end of the season right here. He knows.
He knows it's coming. He can see it down the road.
He can see himself sitting at Wrigley Field hammering home some hot dogs right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
That's what he's looking for.
It was his penultimate game yesterday.
That's a good call. That's a good call. Everybody gets up for the penultimate game. All right. This is Brad Sham describing a penalty.
There's a marker down in the secondary. I think one of those white-shirted people did a nasty, Mr. Official.
Holding. Defense number 95.
Yeah.
5-yard penalty tacked on to the end of the run.
Yes.
Automatic first down.
Why is it tacked on to the end of the run? The hold was by a defensive.
Ready? Yes. By rule.
Yeah, thank you.
By rule, it'll be tacked on to the end of the run.
I can count on you every time. That's so refreshing. You
know, I always say, when they say by rule, it means this is going to take me an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So I'll just say by rule.
I can assure you that's the first time in NFL broadcast history. They described a penalty as they did a nasty.
They did a nasty. Yes.
Did a little bit of a nasty out there on Christmas. All right, we close it down with more final shots at the Cowboys defense.
Cowboys have not been within a sniff of a pass interception since the middle of the season.
Damn. He's not wrong.
Not even within a sniff.
He is not wrong.
That is good stuff right there from Brad Sham. How are we doing over there, Freddie?
Tell you what, if I had do you guys normally dip it in marinara?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the marinara got...
I think it's pretty damn good.
I mean, it's by itself, but you dip that in some marinara?
Yeah. That's a standalone.
I can eat a whole loaf of that.
Seriously. It goes crazy. I know. That's what happens. That's what happens. Yeah. My mom's just screaming at us, of like, why are you eating it all? I'm like, dude.
You eat a big thing of that, you're ready for a nap.
Yeah, that's what it was yesterday. It was like baked ziti and a bunch of that, and I was.
You didn't drive home then.
Bro.
You were sitting over the passenger seat,
with the belt undone.
Seriously.
And the shirt pulled
off,
man.
That's all you need.
Turn the AC on, sugar.
What?
Drive us home. All right, there it is. Two Guys, One Booth right here in the G-Bag Nation. Let's close you down. Send you into your weekend with a Friday news dump next.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In the Nation. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by The Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call The Frankels first. 214-333-3333. Friday news dump here in the G-Bag Nation with Fan After Dark hanging out with us live in studio. Blake Elliott decided to roll in. How we doing, Blake?
Elated, happy to be here, and excited. And I'm now seeing Freddie D change all the temperatures in here.
It's hot, man. Ain't y'all hot in here?
No.
Yeah, I tried to put it down earlier, but you got to really get it down there?
I feel like you're always running hot, Fred.
Well, somebody said for that. You're not wrong.
You're not wrong about that.
You're not wrong about that.
So why did you guys get into a big fight the other day? I want to hear the details of this. I heard Fred was about
like
to whoop that ass.
It on the air a couple times now, haven't we?
We did. We did.
I'm sorry. I'd been...
You were out. You've been out with the fam.
I've been doing Christmas stuff.
I love the picture. I didn't realize the Chia Follow brood was so large.
Yeah, bro.
The whole fam. How many brothers you got?
I got three.
Damn.
Three brothers and two of them got kids, too. I probably was. I mean, not anymore.
Yeah.
But
he said one of his brothers just signed on with Absolute Recon.
Okay.
Yeah, my older brother. Like, he'd been doing the lifetime thing.
Like, work out or, like, be Absolute Recomp? Like, what do you mean signed on to Absolute Recomp?
Just to work out, bro? Like you guys?
He said signed on. I mean, it sounds like he's, like, about to start owning.
Yeah, he's Absolute Recomp signee now. He just got to get an NIL deal.
I think member would have been the easier word. He's going to be a member.
See, this is how we got in the fight, actually. This is how we got in the fight, because this guy here, apparently, I forgot I was dealing with, you know, Marconi over here that knows exactly how to talk on the radio 24/7. So this is exactly how we got into the fight.
Marconi.
See, I can't even rebuttal because I don't even understand the reference. So it just goes right over my head.
You're unbelievable.
You don't know Marconi?
Nope. I know Coney dogs. Coney hot dogs.
Coney Island.
Coney Island.
Coney Island. Hey, y'all don't have Coney Islands here, I noticed, here in Dallas. They're everywhere in Houston, although a lot of them got shut down.
Just fast food dogs.
And that might be why.
Sonic.
You know, no, I'm done with those. I did. Me and Wolchuk hit the Wiener Schnitzel, and where were we? We in Oxnard?
Yeah,
that was Oxnard.
Yeah, that was Oxnard, and you regretted it the next day.
It was.
I did
the
see
worst
a video
decision
Continue.
If McDonald's hadn't been packed, we would have just hit McDonald's.
Yeah,
yeah.
But there was like a line
that was coming
into
back from the
street.
From the Rudder Room.
Yeah, Rudder Room. We hit the schnitzel, and it was the single worst meal I've had in ages.
It's got to be. I mean, I think we can all agree. Like, the idea that you're going to run a fast food based off of hot dogs.
So
did
bad.
Did you see the video of the guy who's at a baseball game? He had a beer and he had a wiener for a hot dog. Took off
straw
the bun.
Straw
dogged it. Yeah. Used the straw to like kind of make it like a straw, and then used the inside of the hot dog as the straw to drink his beer.
That was a bet payoff, and Chief threw up in the parking lot of Leisure, place.
Yeah, Southern Leisure.
Southern Leisure.
Y'all would have to just beat me up, but I'm not doing that as a bet payoff.
It was
that
so bad.
Disgusting.
That's where the 80% wiener juice sticker came from. Because
you know what,
because I was getting 80% wiener juice every time I tried to sip out of it. There was like
describing
very little beer.
How nasty that sounds.
It sounds horrific. Yes,
it would have been better if, because I was using like a coffee straw to hollow out
the hot dog.
Oh, well, there's your first problem.
Right. I had a better tool to hollow it out, then I could have actually got some suction and some beer through. But it was so difficult. And then the beer's getting warm, and you're getting chunks of hot dog into
the
beer.
So warm beer and then the deal was,
since I couldn't really, if like 30 minutes of trying to suck it through and it wouldn't work, so they just made me chug the beer, which had a hot dog bits in it.
Hot dog remnants.
And then I just puked everywhere.
We were at this place. What was it? Fat Dogs? Where was the place? Was it
Fat Daddy's?
Fat Daddy's. We're at Fat Daddy's. And me and,
shout out to Mansfield, man. That place is awesome.
Me and Wolchuk had to
Would
do
you say
it.
Fat Dogs?
I said Fat Dogs.
Yeah. Okay.
We were at
I
fat
mad at Fat Dogs. We can work with that.
I think it'd be a great name
That's
for a
bar. Sound like it might not be a bad name,
well,
Fat Dogs.
Fat Daddy.
It's a working title.
Going to Fat Dogs with my guys.
Me and Wolchuk knew we had to do this, so I actually had the, I got the hot dogs done professionally. And I did mine with a scotch and water. I drank I didn't use a beer. We were at the...
But they had the perfect hollowing out of the dog.
Yeah.
So
okay, so it wasn't as bad.
No.
Yeah, it actually worked.
It was bad. Literally Eric went outside and threw up right outside though.
I think to this day the best hot dog I've ever had was the street dogs in Tijuana. Now look, I don't know. I mean, look, I may have ingested a person. I don't know, but I don't know. It was they were delicious.
What made them good?
Probably the fact that I was highly inebriated.
You were obliterated, no question.
You know,
that's like the lucky dog in New Orleans.
I mean,
like,
you figure this was 19-year-old Fred.
How do you remember this? How do you remember a hot dog so long ago while being drunk?
Well, I mean, I
how many times you have street dogs in Tijuana?
I mean, I wasn't blacked out yet. I remember, I remember buying a Rolex that night, and I remember the street dogs.
Tijuana dogs
Dude.
And Tijuana watches.
Did you, when you were, Lucius, were you ever in Southern California?
Nope.
Okay.
No West Coast Navy for me, man.
I mean, it was 6 months for me, so it wasn't like, it wasn't like I had to stay there long.
Like four captain's masts in 6 months. Dirt bag.
Just one captain's mask.
19-year-old Fred Davis in Tijuana, sounds like.
That was before you had to have, and that was what, you figured that was what, 2000, so that was before you had to have a passport to go to Mexico.
Get back and forth,
you flash a little green military ID, psh, boom, done.
Right
then you walk back, and we're white boy wasted. Guy stops me, looks at me, you all right?
Yeah.
Hell out of here. Boom, we stumbled right across back.
Oh my
Wild.
Gosh, bro.
Wild.
That's incredible.
We'll save the rest of the story for the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Did you guys see here in the Friday news dump, Texas is rolling out electronic highway signs that can temporarily lower speed limits during dangerous driving conditions. So you think you're on a highway with the normal speeds, but if it's, I guess, a little slick or whatever.
They drop it down to 55.
They can just adjust the speeds on the highway at any time.
10.
Yeah, don't make it 10. Don't make it 10, but you're just going to have to be on your P's and Q's. I'm not sure exactly which highways they got this posted for yet, but apparently it's going to be unveiled.
I like that. Now, let me know there's something ahead up there.
Yeah.
You know, let me know.
Those are signs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They can let police officers know if there's a wrong way driver, and he'll get ahead of the traffic and try to cut that dude off. Let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know. I need to be looking for this dude.
My favorite thing now in the police chase is the Good Samaritan that knocks somebody, like bumps a car. They hook the car for the cop.
You're talking about the ones that aren't involved? You like that, Brian?
I,
That's straight narc behavior. The ones that aren't involved in the situation and they helped the cops
they
out?
They helped the car.
No,
Did you guys see, though, there was a guy on a bike, motorcycle escape, and a truck clipped the bike and took him out.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Guy was flying like 40
feet. I thought he opened his door or something like that, too?
No, he
just kind of nudged over a little bit? Okay.
He clipped him and got him, and it just, you know, they were doing the commentary. You know, in California, they got this thing down pat.
No, they really
do. They got
do.
Play-by-play.
They it's really every do. Other day they have a high-speed chase.
And this guy saw the bike coming, and he saw the cops, and he just kind of moved over and clipped the bike and just... And then
dude goes flying.
I'm on this, mind your own business when you're riding, unless you want to get involved in the crime. That's my thought process. So I disagree with that take, Brian.
Because you disagree
that's how
take?
People get in trouble. That's how people, because they, I want to budge in. I want to be part of the police. I want to be a civilian arrest. Boom, then they get popped. Ain't nobody got nothing.
What about, like, if you're on the street with Fred and Tijuana and somebody takes a purse, okay. Are you going to get involved and
no,
run?
Why would I do that? Who am I? Batman? I'm just... Are you saying if someone robs somebody
obviously,
next to me, would I go run after them?
Obviously, you're the lion in the Wizard of Oz because you're a coward.
I'm not.
You have no heart.
No, I'm not. If somebody robs somebody next to me and Fred, am I going to go chase them down? Hell no.
If you see somebody take a lady's bag, you're just going to let the you're not going to try and help?
Hell. And, I mean, if she's like with me, of course, I'm not risking my life for some random lady running down the side of the street. Are y'all? Y'all just taking off after random people getting robbed?
I would try and grab if somebody like took off with somebody's bag. I'd try and trip them, knock them down.
If we're like right next to each other, sure. But I'm not running across the street to a random robbery and getting myself involved.
You're on the sidewalk, and, okay. And somebody grabs a lady's bag and now heading the opposite direction.
Oh, definitely not. Going the opposite direction, now I got to sprint the other way?
No,
nah.
You're coming the same direction.
We're about to intersect.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll stick my foot out.
Oh, jeez.
If it's laid out in the most convenient way,
I'm not getting because by the way, Brian, someone's got a firearm. Next thing you know, you're trying to be.
Yeah. Lucius has a tip here.
I didn't know you couldn't hear me. No, if you do have to trip somebody, you make sure the cops is right behind them, or you have some backup because you trip that fool, he's gonna get up and kick your behind.
Yeah,
you got to be careful what you're dealing with.
I'm not getting involved. Nine times out of ten, I'm gonna let it happen. Now, if it's my people, if it's one of you guys, we getting busy. We are getting busy, and I got all y'all until we all go down. But random person, Brian, nah.
You would never be like Good Samaritan guy.
Oh, I would. I am a Good Samaritan every day, Brian. But you said crime. Two different things.
Well, Good Samaritan might be crime.
I am not laying my life on the line for somebody random. Nah.
Somebody's asking, though, what if it was like a total smoke show? They got her bag taken. He's got a different plan.
This is. I'm glad you guys got to peel the curtain back a little bit behind the
Lion.
Fan After Dark.
The lion, from Wizard of Oz, it has no courage.
I'm the Tin Man. Did he make it?
No, the Tin Man. Tin Man doesn't. Tin Man needed a heart. The Lion needed courage. Lion.
That's what I got you here for, Brian. We can't all be.
My big ass is trying to trip somebody and help them get the bag.
I'll record. Yeah. Someone's got to document it.
Yeah. We put that on the internet. Yeah. Just get the likes out of it.
So embarrassing.
He's like, no, don't worry, Broadus. I got my my AI goggles or whatever. I can record this. Get it on the gram.
I'm wearing my Meta glasses.
Get
we got
a bunch
this.
Of likes out
don't
of it.
Another angle. Can y'all run that back?
This thing's gonna pop, Broadus. Can I tag you?
I followed them as they were running. Don't worry, I got this. it's being recorded. I got it.
682 says Blake was coached by Belichick. Do your job. Stick to your assignment.
<Come on. laughs>
Don't start playing outside the scheme here. I like that.
That is good.
All right. Next in the news dump, we've seen the.
By the way, if you're going out with Blake and you expect help to be in a fight, it's you against 12.
I just said if it was you guys, I'd jump in.
No, Blake is dipping on you in a heartbeat.
I've been in fights. We're hopping in together.
Now, guys, everybody just step back, okay? It's
I'm
cool.
There.
We're cool.
He said, what am I, Batman?
What am I?
All right, so we have the we know about the cheese heads in Green Bay.
We got the graters.
The cheese graters in Chicago.
W.
So apparently this guy that built the cheese grater hats, He was doing the cheesehead ones, but then the Packers gave him a cease and desist. He couldn't do that anymore.
Okay.
So he's the CEO of this company or whatever. So he pivoted and he started catering to Bears fans. He was on the verge of bankruptcy.
Wow.
And he started the cheese grater hats. And now Caleb Williams had one popped. Yes.
Yeah.
And so after last week's game and Caleb Williams and some other people wearing them.
I was going to say, DJ Moore was wearing it. I think his picture went viral. He was wearing it in the locker room.
Yeah. So now they're on back order. Now his business is booming.
Capitalism is finest, right?
Yeah, it's the perfect for a rivalry like that. You got the cheese heads, we got the cheese graters. Let's go! I think that's a beautiful play. So credit to that guy.
I loved it. They did it. They were doing like feeding the homeless like around Thanksgiving or Christmas, whatever it was. And Caleb Williams had it on and was handing out food. So I like the little cheese grater. It's very recognizable. You know exactly what it is the moment you see it.
Didn't he give guy grief that had a Minnesota Viking jacket on?
He did.
Yeah, he didn't want to give him food.
Yeah, the guy was homeless.
Yeah.
Kind of messed up, eh?
It's terrible.
Guy said, take your painted nails and get the hell out of here.
he unveiled his girlfriend, though.
Who, Caleb Williams?
Blake wouldn't help her at all.
No, I haven't.
Lucius,
Blake would
definitely
chase her bag down. Is that what you're saying?
Miss, do you need that? Was that yours?
Unveiled his girlfriend?
Yeah, he unveiled his girlfriend.
Okay.
She's a cutie.
Yeah, she's impressive.
She's from Chicago.
And then you also had Carl Anthony Towns getting engaged.
Engaged. I saw it. Now, I did see that.
Same girl?
The memes are unbelievable.
Same girl.
Different.
Oh, well.
Different girl.
Well, you sound like these stories are connected in some way.
Well, they're connected in the same way in the sense that both look at Carl Anthony Towns and Caleb Williams as like maybe...
The Zest Kings.
Yeah, there you go. Zest Kings.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All sorts of memes.
Oh, yeah, same girl?
Daddy, so. I guess that's the way.
Where does this story get good? Please tell me it's the same girl.
You and your Zest King. I know that, like 62 years old, Zest King.
You got the nail polish jokes cooked up. I mean, yeah. I think you pretty well know Carl Anthony Towns. He's the Yes Man.
Yeah. Have you not seen the cat compilations? We'll have to show Brian in the next break.
Oh, no, Lucius has played those before.
Okay, so he knows.
The mic'd up.
Yeah.
And
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Every time he gets fouled.
Oh, my God!
Oh, yeah, okay, that, yeah. Okay.
Girl, get up.
Girl, get up.
Yeah, those were pretty good memes right there. Now, you're going to like this. Your LSU guy, Ben Simmons, new career.
Yeah, as what?
He's pivoting from the NBA, or it's just on hold.
Can we guess?
Reportedly.
Can we guess?
You haven't seen what he's doing?
I have. I haven't. Okay. Is it still within the sports spectrum?
It's a sport.
Yeah, more or less.
What are we thinking, Broad? It's not commentator. That feels too easy. I don't think he would tee it up.
He'll definitely hit home for Broad.
He's Australian, right?
He's Australian.
He's sailing.
You're close. Okay. He's parasailing.
Less close.
There is a boat.
He's powerboat racing?
Pro fishing.
Oh, good for him.
Wow.
Pro fishing?
What? Pro fishing. Yeah.
All right.
He apparently is quite the fisher. And so
the fisher of men.
He is.
Caleb Williams.
And, yes.
Ow! What's it with Carl Anthony Towns do again?
Yes, you're killing it right now, bro. Killing it.
The fisher of men. Caleb Williams. That's good right there. Move over, Peter. Make a place for Caleb Williams.
It's not that fun.
Yeah, but
the
he's got
a picture of men is great, bro.
Sailing. He's got it all over his
Christopher Cross, Lucius.
Social medias. Yeah. He's quite the fisherman, allegedly. So he's pursuing that that pro fishing career. We'll see how it goes for him.
Yeah,
tall man. Does that mean you can't play in the NBA now, or can you still dabble if you were to get a contract?
I think he could probably manage to do some
level
of both.
I think Carl Malone was a big-time fisherman.
It's not the only thing he was a big-time of.
Okay.
You didn't get that one, did you?
I didn't, yeah. He's from my era. What'd he do?
He was in.
You don't know this?
Oh, was he the mailman for a reason?
He delivered.
Yeah, he delivered all right. Okay. You know.
She delivered.
It's coming back. Okay, there we go. I got you.
Not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
Fishing in the wrong pond.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. I remember now.
I heard there's widespread cheating, though, in pro fishing. Like they'll load the fish up with like them little pellets or whatever when it comes to weighing them.
There was a huge scandal a couple years ago.
Ice. A way I've seen people like take ice and they've talked about putting cubes of ice down a fish and it melts.
Do you subscribe to the if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying in fishing?
No, please not in that.
Okay. Have some damn respect for the game.
Have some respect for the fish.
For the game.
No, not that one. Not that one.
Might we see you go pro fishing after sell off Crown Gold Media for millions of dollars?
You guys are welcome to come down there and fish.
Better cook or better fisherman, Brian Broaddus? Mm,
great question.
Better cook.
I've never caught a fish in my life, Brian.
Get you to the lake.
All right.
That's crazy, man. You got the fisherman's face.
Do I?
Yeah.
I'm not a dude. I am.
Undercover cop and fisherman.
All right. We crosstalk next.
Wait. Do we? What?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Christmas always full of surprises, but the least surprising thing of the day, Anthony Davis, 11 minutes, groin strain, outski. What do we do here, boys?
Hasn't played more than 5 games without getting hurt. So, I mean, I think this decision was made a while ago. We had people on the text line that, you know, tried to get ahead of themselves and try to build around this Anthony Davis. We had people calling in. Guys saying that they're ready for this to be a championship team. Who do we need to trade for at the deadline to go all in? And, you know, I get it. The team's been playing good. And I got to be honest, Cooper Flagg does look more comfortable when he's got a guy like AD out there to take the pressure off of it. But, I mean, if last night, if our eyeballs were working, we realized this is Cooper Flagg's team and Anthony Davis is injury riddled and you're going to get whatever you can for him, whether it be this trade deadline or in the offseason. I mean, just a failure. I mean, AD's cool and all, but I've never bought into the AD process, and this just showed us once again why you cannot long-term buy into it and why the trade interest was so low.
Blake, did I ask you the Mavs question about the way that Kidd used Cooper Flagg early?
I'm sure it's some part. What's up?
Well, here's my theory. Did he took Cooper Flagg and wanted to throw him in the worst possible situation to start his career?
To get Nico fired?
Well, I don't know to get Nico fired, but in a way of like kind of bloodying his nose a little bit.
I mean, sure.
And then it's like, listen, by making him a point guard, knowing damn good and well he couldn't be a point guard, mm-hmm. but he did it to give the kid some like hard time. Mm-hmm. and to kind of, and now we're kind of benefiting from him getting his nose bloodied early in the season.
See, I would argue that he was already going to have a hard time. You were already going to have AD in and out of the lineup. You already had Gafford and Lively in and out of the lineup. Like, that was early on. That wasn't like 3 weeks into the season.
I'm talking about him as a player. Like, he, by making him be a point guard and all that, that he put him in a horrible situation to get him stronger now.
That might have been what he was thinking.
Yeah.
My side of it is thinking you might hurt his confidence more than you build up this strong character. I know kind of what you're referring to.
Right.
But if you hurt his confidence so much and if you kept him there where he's doubting himself and second-guessing and not able to get comfortable, because we've seen, I mean, the moment Ryan Nembhard stepped on the court or Brandon Williams or Jaden Hardy or anyone, and it was a true point guard, he looked like a baller. He was like, his points went up, his efficiency went up, and now he's playing in his natural position, giving you 20 a night. Pretty consistently, and it's not like Ryan Nembhard is playing at an all-star level, just having another point guard out there. So I hear you, and I think there is some validity to it. I still think it was the wrong decision to do the point guard experiment at the beginning.
Well, no, in a way that he knew that it was going to fail.
Well, that's an interesting tactic.
That's my thing. Mm-hmm. He knew going in that, listen, this kid is so highly touted that maybe if I kind of toughen him up, like, put him in the worst possible situation and see how he responds.
But it will make him a better player. Wouldn't you say that Cooper was one of the kids out of the draft that already had that kind of, I don't know, didn't need to be humbled? I feel like you could have said that about other players in this draft. Ace Bailey needs to be humbled. So we're going to do this to get him right.
I don't know if it's
Cooper
humbled.
Cooper was one of those guys that already, I would think, was in the right mind space. So would have been fine. Point guard, center, shooting guard, three. We need you to play whatever, Cooper. He's going to say okay.
I don't know if he was humbled, but but it was kind of one of the things. He was one of the most highly touted players I've ever seen in a draft.
Yeah. I mean, me and Fred saw both sides of it. Fred actually was thinking that he wasn't getting enough love going into the draft. So I think there's both sides of it on the coin.
I mean, look, Rashad McKay, I mean, and there was a tweet that came out today. I mean, look, you had people comparing him to Tyler Hansbrough. You had people calling him, you know, like he was just going to be another Kevin Love.
Yeah.
And I mean, you just watch the. I mean, the kid's been different from day one.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. I mean, he really, really has. I kind of like the idea of what you're talking about. Is that, you know, did because look, Jason Kidd has always been a little bit different about how he's gone.
He's
about
a head games guy.
He's a head games look.
Yeah,
Baron David. Jason Kidd has been different. He was different as a player,
and
he's been different as a coach.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And so, you know, I kind of like his mad scientist mentality. And when you're a point guard like a Jason Kidd, I think to some of what you're saying, Brian, is that, look, in Jason Kidd's mind, if you're going to be the ultimate baller, you need to know how to run the offense.
Right.
Now, you don't maybe have to do it the entire year, but you have to deal with being in discomfort. I mean, look, he did it with Giannis, he did it with Coop. And I think, to your point, Blake, where it's like, yes, you could absolutely ruin somebody's confidence doing that, but he'd
not
mentioned
that kid.
Well, he said from day one that he was taken aback by this kid's basketball IQ and just the way he carried himself. You and I saw it when we were at Media Day, like this kid, and now we're the rest of the world starting to see it. Like, this kid's just cut from a little bit different cloth for an athlete of his age.
What do you guys got coming up on the show tonight?
Great question. I'll tell you what. We've got our boy Jesse Haynes from Blogging the Boys. We're going to talk to him at 7:40. Get a little different idea from talking all things Dallas Cowboys. Obviously, we're going to talk some Dallas Mavs after last night's game. And then, of course,
we got to talk some NBA at large, too, because Oklahoma City Thunder.
They lost again.
Lost again to the Spurs. Definitely talking about that. Maybe
Sweeney down there doing some good work.
NBA landscape looking a little different. Lakers look terrible.
Did the NBA, and you know, Blake and I talked about this and teased this Wednesday night, did the NBA inch a little bit closer to reclaiming Christmas Day?
Oh, right, yeah.
Because you had some you know what kind of games NFL-wise yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Those were ugly games yesterday, and you had some pretty damn good NBA yesterday. So, you know, I don't want to see an 18th NFL game. We don't need it.
No.
We really, really don't. I mean, you got teams that are done. I mean, think about it. We got teams that have been done for 3-4 weeks.
But in June, that looked like a really good schedule.
No, it absolutely did.
Until injury came along.
You didn't know that Jaden Daniels was going to be out. We didn't know Mahomes was going to be out. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know that all of a sudden Detroit can't get out of its own way.
Right.
Anywho.
All good, man. Looking forward to the show tonight. Thanks, thank you to Broadus. Thank you to Lucius. I'm Eric Chia. Follow Fan After Dark's coming up next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.